Good morning. It is U105 and it's Monday. Who else looks forward to a Monday morning? Forget what the Boomtown Rats told you. Forget what people say. Monday mornings are the best. And do you know why they're the best? Because Deirdre McGuire is on the U105 phone-in. Deirdre, good morning.
Oh, John, I love you too.
Always look forward to Mondays.
I was just standing here listening to that beautiful music, and of course we'll never hear it again, will we?
No.
Or maybe we'll listen to it over and over and over again. However, my topic this morning, John, is joy hijackers. What's stealing your peace of mind and how to catch them? And I'm always trying to find different ways to essentially say the same thing. And one of the ways, if you will indulge me, is I love this poem, The Cookie Thief, and I would like to read it, if that would be okay.
That would be okay, absolutely. This is Mindset Mastery Monday. This is Deirdre McGuire from deirdremcguire.com, and this is The Cookie Thief by Valerie Cox.
A woman was waiting at an airport one night with several long hours before her flight. She hunted for a book in the airport shops, bought a bag of cookies, and found a place to drop. She was engrossed in her book, but happened to see that the man sitting beside her, as bold as could be, grabbed a cookie or two from the bag in between, which she tried to ignore to avoid a scene. So she munched the cookies and watched the clock as the gutsy cookie thief diminished her stock. She was getting more irritated as the minutes ticked by, thinking if I wasn't so nice, I would blacken his eye. With each cookie she took, he took one too. When only one was left, she wondered what he'd do. With a smile on his face and a nervous laugh, he took the last cookie and broke it in half. He offered her half as he ate the other. She snatched it from him and thought, oh, brother, this guy has some nerve. And he's also rude. Why? He didn't even show any gratitude. She had never known when she'd been so galled, and sighed with relief when her flight was called. She gathered her belongings and headed to the gate, refusing to look back at the thieving ingrate. She boarded the plane and sank in her seat. Then she sought her book, which was almost complete. As she reached in her baggage, she gasped with surprise. There was her bag of cookies in front of her eyes. If mine are here, she moaned in despair. The others were his, and he tried to share. Too late to apologise, she realised with grief that she was the rude one, the ingrate, the thief.
Beautifully
what
read.
What do you think of that, John?
Beautifully read. The Cookie Thief by Valerie Cox. That embarrassing. That's so embarrassing.
Has that ever happened to you, John?
Yes.
Have you ever?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything particular where you actually believe you are right? You really, really think this is right, this is the way it is, and you're actually completely wrong.
Every day.
Well, you know, this is about limiting beliefs. You know, what are you believing about yourself that is completely wrong? Completely wrong. You know, maybe you have a belief that you're not good enough, or that you're too old, or that you're not clever enough, or that you're many, many, many limiting beliefs that we have. And what I want you to do is stop believing them. You know, if you could turn them around, if you could change them, how much would your life improve? You know, there are a number of learnings in this poem. The first one that comes to me is, let's not jump to conclusions.
Okay.
About ourselves.
Or others.
And about other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we think what is happening is not actually the whole story. So give those assumptions that you are making about yourself and about other people, just give them a reality check. Do you find yourself that you have to be right a lot, John, or have you mastered the art of concession, where you can remain open and see how see if there's another way to look at something?
Now, is that concession or confession? Because both of those, I would have to admit to. No, I hate being wrong, but I'm wrong all the time.
Okay, so have you got better at being wrong?
Sometimes, in some areas of life, yes, but not in all areas of life. This is brilliant. Now, this is not supposed to be a one-to-one personal session, but the last two occasions that you've been on here, Deirdre, I've learned to set down my cutlery. I also have a mantra and a mudra, peace begins with me, which I use my fingers and my thumb to perform. And both of those have worked very well. So let's see where we go here. Right. Yes, in some areas of my life, but not in all areas of my life.
So people struggle to be wrong because they actually believe they're wrong. So they can't allow themselves to be wrong. So when you have more self-confidence, when you believe in yourself and you're more comfortable in your own being, you find it easy to be wrong. If someone says something and you disagree with it, you can easily disagree with it. And if you can, if you can allow yourself the luxury of actually being okay with someone else's point of view, then the quality of your life can actually improve.
But Deirdre, the other side of that is what you were saying a minute ago, that if I believe that I'm wrong all the time, which I do, surely that it nurtures a belief that I'm not clever enough, I'm not good enough, and I shouldn't be involved in this pursuit, whatever that happens to be.
Well, if that is a deep-seated limiting belief that you have, then what we need to do is change it. And say, for example, I used to have one for a long time that I was stupid. You know, I really believed, you know, I'm actually not clever enough. I'm not clever enough. I'm stupid. And it was a journey. But what I was able to do was change that. Step one is actually just to change it. The question is, is it true that I am stupid? No, it's not true. So what is the opposite? The opposite of that is I'm clever. And if I can pretend to be clever, you'll not feel clever immediately. If you have a limiting belief and you swap it right round and change it to the opposite, and then write about how this new belief would impact your life if you knew things could be different. So if I felt, instead of feeling, for example, that I'm stupid, if I actually started to believe, well, what if I'm clever? What if I actually was clever? How would I be differently in the world? How would I be differently? I would be confident. I would stand straight. I would walk tall. I would look people straight in the eye. I would engage with people. And then the quality of my life would start to improve, because then we build momentum. The more we do that, the more we get proof of it being true, and then we start to believe it more. Now, you won't do it overnight, but I'm telling you now that you can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And I really did used to have a belief that I was not clever enough.
And today, look at you now.
I don't think.
Look at you now.
I don't think I've got any more clever, but what I have done is made peace with myself so that I can feel confident in doing something like this or other, you know, other events that I do and different things that I do. I don't do it because I'm more clever.
Okay.
I do it because I've built my confidence inside myself. I've let go of the judgment. And when I let go of the judgment, then the quality of my life improves.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. So challenge assumptions and make changes. Those are the first two points.
Think of a limiting belief you have.
Yes.
Turn it around. Write the exact opposite.
I'm writing it down.
Okay. And then the third one is write how this new belief would impact your life if you knew that things could be different. So actually start to pretend and imagine how your life will be different.
Okay.
Write that out.
I'm doing it.
And then you're starting to open up your mind, you see. Currently, your limiting belief is literally hijacking your life. You know, it's stealing your peace of mind.
So is that the joy hijacker?
Yes. Your
wow.
joy hijacker is actually your limiting belief. And what you believe, you see, she really, in the story, this is why I read the poem, she really believed that the cookies were hers. But they weren't. It was completely the opposite. And interestingly, the other character in the poem, he knew that his were his, but he was fine. He was okay when she was eating away at them. You know, let's be good at being kind.
I'm going to write that down as well. Let's be good at being kind. I like that.
Let's get good at being kind.
Do I have to change that? Let's get good. It's okay. It's not a big change. I was able to just scribble over it there. It's not too big. Let's get good.
Sneak a little gratitude into your life.
Okay. Do I have to write that down as well? Sneak a little gratitude.
No, you don't have to write. No, you don't have to write it down, but you do have to implement it.
Okay. Sneak a little gratitude into your life. Well, Deirdre, yes. I am indebted to you. Because, as I say, on previous occasions, you have made a difference to my life, and today is no different. You've done it again.
Okay, so you can write this down, okay? This is my PS, John.
Oh, there's a PS. Yep.
Daily decisions.
Yep.
Design the destiny of our lives.
Daily decisions design the destiny of our lives.
And that's a quote by Deirdre McGuire.
That's a lovely bit of alliteration. And okay, I'll put it in. I have it in inverted commas and have your name after it, Deirdre McGuire from deirdremcguire.com. Deirdre.
There you go.
Daily decisions design the destiny of our lives. Wow.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I like that.
I do. I like that very much.
That. Small decisions daily. And if you're someone who's listening to this and you don't feel so confident, start to pretend as if, what if I was confident? And when you can turn that around and start to live each day, make those decisions every day, then the quality of your life will improve. I promise you, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, I'm not so sure about the very last sentence there, but I believe we can all do it. Daily decisions design the destiny of our lives. Deirdre McGuire from deirdremcguire.com. Thank you so much.